Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country as BBM Bummerbit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. And I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country house. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yana Strong, all he is here for your daily program, National Talk Black. And a big shout out to First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country of ours. Big shout out, thank you for the work that you do, and it's a team effort. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Travis Cardona, NIDA Director, First Nations and Outreach, and talking about the NIDA Pathways Program. And we do have Travis on the line. Travis, good morning, how are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very good. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob were you from, please, Travis.
Yeah. Travis Cardona, mob's Mullock from NT. Grew up Larrakia country. Shout out to all my family back home in Darwin.
Yes.
All the Cardonas, Coopers, Matts, all their mob. And shout out to all the David family there in Cairns as well.
Beautiful.
Up there.
Connection. Fantastic. Beautiful. So we're talking about NIDA Pathways Program. First of all, acronym for NIDA.
National Institute of Dramatic Art.
All right, fantastic. So we're talking about behind the scenes, are you First Nations or person of colour, 18 to 25? So we have an opportunity for design, costume, props and effects, technical theatre and stage management, makeup. Is that the case?
Yeah, so look, it's called the NIDA Pathways Program. It's a new initiative, and it's really just to get more young mob and young POC people understanding that there's these great jobs behind the scenes in theatre and film.
Yes.
You know, we're seeing nowadays, Trev, you know, like there's more of us on screen, and we've got awesome directors out there from, you know, making content. We've got amazing First Nations writers, but we don't have enough mob working behind the scenes as well. So we've come up with this initiative to help the industry create awareness that, you know, we need more First Nations designers. We need more people from the Pacific community as designers. We need more, you know, props makers and and people like pretty much stage managing shows or producing shows behind the scenes that can help just create that culturally safe environment, but also an environment to help contribute to you know, the film or the theatre, because you know, these are stories that are for mob by mob. So we want more mob in those spaces.
So we're talking about a career pathway. I mean, this is an opportunity for to venture out into the wide world, into the movie making, stage performing industry. Yes.
Yeah. And like, you know, this initiative is pretty exciting. You know, it's catered to 18 to 25 year olds. There's 12 spaces available. It's going to be here in Sydney. In January from the 19th to the 23rd. If you're based in Cairns, there's flights and accommodation included.
Okay.
And you know, we'll feed you as well.
Good.
So really, you just got to fill out that application and tell us why you'd be interested in learning about behind the scenes and who your mob is and where you're from.
Okay.
And then, you know, we've got a few applications that we're going through, and the people that get through, we'll just reach out to them, have a yarn, and bring you down in January.
Too deadly. Travis, so what's the web page? How do people contact you? Application, how do they put that in, brother?
Yeah, look, go to nida.edu.au and then just put in the search NIDA Pathways Program and it'll come up.
Right,
but
fantastic.
If you just even search NIDA Pathways in your search engine, it will come up straight away. And all the promotional materials on our socials at the moment.
Lovely.
And I think UMOB just tagged us on your Facebook page.
Exactly, so yeah. We've got a community announcement we put out there throughout the day for the last couple of weeks or so. So we'll continue with that. Fantastic. But good yarning with you. Great opportunity. And, sort of a mob, come forward. Excellent.
Hey, good talking to you too, Trevor. I haven't seen you since the Acre Day, so nice to have a yarn.
we're due for lunch, brother.
Yeah.
Your shout, and we'll talk soon. I hear you. You take care, brother. All the best.
Catch you later.
Bye, bro. Beautiful yarn there. That's Travis Cardona, NIDA, that's NIDA Director, First Nations and Outreach. NIDA Pathways Program, now open till January. Opportunity Mob, if you want to get a job or work in the industry of stage work or behind the scenes, filming, what have you, there's design, costume, props and effects, technical theatre and stage management, makeup as well. So if you're looking to be in that industry, here's a great opportunity. From 18 to 25, First Nation people, apply for it, go to NIDA, do check it out and put in an application or give them a call and have some inquiries. They'll fly you down to Sydney. Everything's all paid for to look at the opportunity of a career pathways in the stage theatre work. So there it is. Have your say and yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Come on, brother,
daily track there. That's Mission Laurie, Buddy Knox, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, yarn up strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trevor Murray from Nakari. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumber Bit Media, 90.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your saying, yarn up strong. All right, now, First Nations Australians are twice as likely as other Australians to be digitally excluded and face barriers to accessing, affording and using the internet. For those living in remote Australia, the barriers are much greater. 3 in 4 First Nations people living in remote and very remote communities are digitally excluded, according to the Mapping the Digital Gap Report, RMIT University and Swinburne University of Technology. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Professor Lyndon Ormond-Parker, RMIT University, First Nations co-investor. Online we have Professor Lyndon. Good morning. How are you, Professor?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, we don't want to be causing another gap. And when we're talking about digitally, here we are, 21st century information age, our people are getting left behind, especially remotely.
That's correct. So we've just completed a 3-year research report called Mapping the Digital Gap.
Yes.
And our summary outcome report shows that the gap is slowly, very slowly, closing slightly.
Mm.
But it also shows that our mob in urban and regional centres, they are still fall behind the Australian general population, but our communities in remote Australia and very remote Australia,
yes,
the gap is very wide. And they're actually, on a scale of, say, 1 to 100, they're under 50%. So we suggest that from the research, 3 in 4 First Nations Australians in very remote communities are digitally excluded. And when we talk about digital,
yep,
exclusion, we mean that means they don't have access to proper infrastructure, or they might have access to infrastructure, but it's the affordability issue to get online and get online safely.
Is this stemming from education as well?
Yep.
It is?
Absolutely.
Education, the foundation of it all, isn't it?
That's right. They need to be empowered and taught digital skills to get online, whether it's internet banking, or getting onto the MyGov app, or trying to order something from town to be sent out. All of those skills, all of those activities require skills.
Of course.
And of course, if you want to engage in the economy when you're living remotely and buying stuff online, you need a credit card, which means you need access to identity records. So there's a whole range of barriers for our mob as to why they're not jumping online and getting online safely.
Well, when we're talking about a first world country and some of our people living remotely, we're talking third world standards, digital as well.
That's exactly right. And so, for instance, we've had the... I spoke to someone the other day and we talked about the 000 outage.
Mm.
And I had to explain to them that some of our mob don't even have access to 000 because... there's something like 600 very small communities and outstations that actually have no telephone service and no access to the internet. So they can't actually make a 000 call. They have to
and that's
in
sad in
the
21st century, Professor. That is very sad in 21st century, isn't it?
It is very sad. But on the upside,
okay,
we've been lobbying for free Wi-Fi access in communities that need it the most and are the most digitally excluded.
Yeah.
So with NBN Co, they rolled out to 23 communities a free community Wi-Fi network. And when they did that, they also engaged someone in the community to be a digital champion.
Yes.
To help people get online, to help them with other activities that they need to get online and get online safely. And NBN has seen a huge increase in the amount of data going through those communities. So, for instance, on Elko Island, a town of Galawinku, they got a free community Wi-Fi mesh now. And so people can get online. So if the Telstra tower goes down, they've still got a way to communicate with each other, either in town or with their relatives across on the mainland.
When you're talking about a digital champion in the communities, is that a paid position? Is that a career,
that's
a pathway,
a
job?
Position.
Yes? Good.
It's a paid position based on the hours that they work.
Lovely.
And some communities... they might do a few hours, and others they'll do a lot more hours. But we've also, from our research, it's really important that we have digital champions in all of our communities.
Yes.
And local mob in a paid position.
Yes.
So the Commonwealth is setting up, and it's going to be launched next year, a digital mentors program.
Good.
And they'll be supported, so we can employ, you know, one or two people or three or four casuals.
Yep.
To support our mob getting online and getting online safely, because otherwise, you know, we're going to get left behind.
Well, so true. And then here we are, like, I'm living in Cairns, and some of the people in Cairns, like, it's like a university degree you need to be signed on, like, to MyGov, for example. You know, so how do our mob in the community handle it?
That's exactly right. And what we've found with some of those services, you need identity documents.
Yeah.
And as you know, a lot of our mob don't have the identity documents. So then you can't get a proper mobile service. You can't get a Telstra bill.
Yep.
You have to do prepaid mobile phone service. Then you have to, you know, they want you to jump on MyGov or Centrelink or whatever it is, any mm-hmm. government service. Poor mob could jump on an app, do it quickly, but no, they have to wait 2 hours on the phone.
So, Professor, with this investigation that you guys have done, is this information now going to government, Commonwealth, and now they're acting on it, so there is not a gap, and we close the gap if there is a gap. There is a gap, isn't
yep.
there?
Yep, there's a gap. It's slowly, very slowly closing, but
good.
Because our mob in remote is so far behind,
sure,
that's going to take a few years. Now, there was a Target 17 in the Closing the Gap framework that stipulates that our mob should have access to information and new services as well, so that they can make informed decisions. We also found that in remote communities, they did all of the satellite dishes for the TV
mm-hmm, yep.
and shut down the old BRACs. Well, we want the old community TV broadcast to come back because our research shows that, you know, 60-70% of households don't have a free-to-air television service.
Yeah.
And because, you know, the black boxes, $500 in the community, get a new satellite dish.
Yeah, true.
You need a technician to come out to fix it.
Yep.
So we're suggesting, and trials have been done in Central Australia, doing the old tower.
Yep.
So then, because, you know, 56% of our mob have a new digital TV. All they need is a digital aerial to get back ABC Kids,
exactly.
the stations.
Yep.
And then they can watch the footy on the weekend.
Well, of course, like that's a tool for entertainment, but a tool for education as well.
That's exactly right.
And they did.
And, but at the moment, where the TV's not working, I've seen mums with their phone on chewing up data on ABC Kids.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, watching Little Jane Big Cuz on a little mobile phone when they should be able to get it through their TV.
So true.
Although, having said that, some mobs are smart and they cast their mobile to their digital TV.
Sure.
Yeah. So, but this gap needs to close because
good.
I'm also on a committee advising the government on the First Nations Digital Inclusion Advisory Group.
Yep.
With my co-chair, Doc West, who's been in the media for many years.
Yep.
And we say getting online and having access to news and information services, especially our First Nations radio and television services, is a human right.
Yeah, so true.
And
so true.
In this day and age, you know, it's no longer acceptable that our mob
exactly.
gets left behind. And
thank
that
you.
Our mob,
yep.
you know, have to have access to things like 000.
Exactly.
And we're really pleased that the government has just announced another 52 remote communities are going to get a free community Wi-Fi
beautiful.
Network put in.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, you're doing your job.
Life-changing for those communities.
Thank you. So true. Professor Linden, thank you so very much. Look, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Vision looks great. Future looks great. Thank you for your yarn. And we'll be able to communicate with our mob out there in communities. So thank you very much, Professor.
Exactly. No worries. Thanks for having me.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Deadly yarn, beautiful yarn. That's Professor Lyndon Ullman-Parker, RMIT University, First Nation co-investor, and investigating that situation regarding our mob remotely. Here we are, 21st century, digitally, there's a gap there, of course, mapping the digital gap, and we need to close it. And our Commonwealth has come to the table regarding the connections of internet. Big shout out to NBN, the work that they're doing as well, and also having a champion in the community educated in that space to then educate the mob in community. So, look, fantastic team effort. Have you say, Jan Upstrong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadline number here, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Monkey and the turtle, them two been gone. Them two been buying a one banana. Monkey speak for turtle, you stop ya. Yeah. I gonna keep banana boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and they suited them two. Them two pulled a belly up, eh. You sabbe something, you sabbe dump a matta bully fly, 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 fly. Chiup chiup. Chiup chiup. Chiup chiup. Chiup chiup. Monkey and the turtle. Them two go ah-ee-ah-ah-ee-ay. Them two bine one banana. A monkey speak for turtle. You stab ye ah-ee-ah-ah-ee-ay. I go knock your banana. Boy, you me, yeah. Pussy come and me suti them two. Them two fall down, belly up, eh. Something you say, a dumper, but a bully fly, fly bully. She up, shoo, oh, colleague, she up, shoo, I'll go day. She up, shoo, one time. She up, shoo, monkey and the turtle. Them two, them two, pine, one banana. A monkey speak for turtle. I gonna keep banana, boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and me suti them two. Them two pull down, belly up, yeah, 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 yeah. You sabi something, you sabi dumper. Mata bully fly, fly bully. She up, shoo, my colleague. She up, shoo, how got it? She up shoo, one time. She up shoo. Monkey and the turtle, them two been gone. Them two been pine a one banana. Monkey speak for turtle, you stop ya. Yeah. I gonna keep banana boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and the suti them two. Them two bold and belly up, eh. You sabi something, you sabi dump a matta bully fly, 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 fly. She up shoo, my colleague. She up shoo. How good it? She up shoo. One time. She up shoo. Monkey and the turtle. Them two go ah-ee-ah-ah-ee-ay. Them two pine. One banana. A monkey speak for turtle. You stab ye ah-ee-ah-ah-ee-ay. I go knock your banana. Boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come. Suti them two. Them two fall down. Billy up, hey. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You sabi something. You sabi dumper. I'm at a bully fly. Fly bully, yeah. She up shoo, oh, she up shoo, one time. She up shoo, one time. She up shoo. Monkey, monkey. Turtle them two been dog, them two been pine a one banana. Monkey speak for turtle, you stop ya. Yeah. I gonna keep banana boy, you me, yeah. Bossy come and they suti them two. Them two bold and belly up, eh. You sabi something, you sabi dump a matta bully fly, 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 fly. She up shoo, oh, colleague. She up shoo, how got it?
Jackson bin come out and him mean go back langa him camp. Give it cheeky langa wife, him reckon fly him wife. No more care, him mean fight langa wife. Make him wife go langa hospital. All the kid been cry, they been a bomb no major. Should leave that broken mind them by your family. Aye, aye, aye. Oh, oh, oh. Save them by your life from broke. Aye, aye, aye. Oh, oh, oh. Save them by your life from broke. You say sorry when him wife been gone back home. Say him can't spell them anymore. Fly him family. Chuck him all the beer, sit on garden, wife and kids. Happy all day now, they been staking ya.
There it is, Drunken Bala, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. Daily number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trevor Murray from Macquarie. Coming live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Now, announcing our Atlantic Fellows for Social Equity 2026 cohort in a world facing deepening geopolitical and economic instability, climate, energy and food crisis, we need Indigenous-led and values-based leadership more than ever. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Thara Brown, an Atlantic fellow for 2026 on the line. Thara, good morning. How are you? Hello? Thara? No, don't have Thara. We'll try and get Thara back and have that yarn, continue the conversation. But Equity Program, hosted by the University of Melbourne, stands as a vital platform for mobilising Indigenous knowledges, lived experiences and collective wisdom to shape more equitable and resilient futures. 20 fellows from across Australia, Aotearoa, New Zealand and the Pacific, Fiji, French, Polynesian, Papua New Guinea and Samoa, there as well, have been selected as an 8 cohort of Atlantic Fellows for Social Equity. We'll try again with Thara Brown on the line. Thara Brown, you there? Hello, good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. Where are you based?
I'm in Nam in Melbourne.
Nam in Melbourne. All right, thank you very much. And before we start, can you let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, please, sis?
Yeah. My name's Thara Brown. I'm proud Yorta Yorta Winyas. My family's from Bama, Achuka, on the Dungala, on the Murray River there, on the beautiful border of Victoria and New South Wales.
Cold country, and big shout out to you, mob. Thank you very much. Sister, look, we're talking about this fantastic opportunity, Atlantic Fellows for Social Equity 2026, but we're talking across New Zealand and the Pacific Islands as well. French Polynesia, Papua New Guinea, Samoa, look, a great influx of cohorts at the table.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to be a part of the 2026 cohort. So we've just started, but I've heard deadly things from a lot of alumni that have been in it before. But yeah, basically the Atlantic Fellowship of Social Equity focuses on Indigenous agencies, self-determination and capacity building, and mob have come in with all different social change projects that they want to work on. And I was encouraged, like inspired to work on my passion and my dancing for community.
Beautiful. And what do you think, why do you think a program like this is important, my sister?
Yeah, I think it's a really deadly opportunity specifically for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander mob to learn and connect with. We've got 10 from here and 6 Māori and 5 Pacific Islanders this year.
Good.
So that sort of intercultural connection I think is really important to learn from Yeah, different communities, yes, and cultures, including different Aboriginal cultures as well. We also do a master's in social change, which, yeah, just sort of like formalises that learning process, which I'm a bit nervous for. It's been a while.
Well, you know what, my sister, we are students for life, are we not?
Yeah, that's it. Now, so it's a 12-month program, Masters of Social Change and Leadership, and we get to do 6 intensives, so in different communities around this continent as well as in Aotearoa.
Well, exactly. When you've got black people at the table and little First Nations from all over, we do have a connection and we do have same issues, but we do have same visions as well. What are some of the issues the new fellows will be working on, you reckon?
So I'm still learning about them. We just started, but I've heard a little bit about their focus, and it's pretty solid what some of them are working in. There's climate and environmental justice, justice reform. There's a few in that sort of trauma-informed healing space, which like I connect with too in the work we're doing, culture expression and dancing. There's one actually looking at like how AI influences culture.
Okay.
And what that looks like for the future, which is pretty interesting. Nuclear justice reform, some oral history preservation as well. So, yeah, some pretty incredible projects or social change issues.
Good, good. Mm. And Tara, how did you hear about the program and why did you apply?
Yeah, shout out to some sister girls who've been encouraging me for a while. It's Belinda Duarte, Wadjabolik, and Jajawarang woman's birthday today, if she's
good.
Listening.
Happy birthday.
Encourage me and my former boss. And,
yes.
As well as, a couple of sister girls from NAM, Stacey Pfeiffer, and, there's a few. But, they just had such an incredible experience and kept saying, sister should do it, and just felt like, this is the year. So I'm really, really grateful. I know there was a lot that applied, and only 20 can get in, so.
And you're one of the 20. Congratulations, my sister. It's about enjoying the journey. As I said, we are students for life, and yarning with the other brothers and sisters at the table as well, and looking at the issues. And, look, we've got the solutions to our problems, and, look, with all of us at the table having that deadly yarning circle, it is, you'll learn so much. And thank you for sharing, Tara. Thank you very much. And, like I said, enjoy the journey, sister.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you. And shout out to all your mob in Cairns and Northern Queensland as well. Big heart for you fellas. And hopefully we get to come up there as part of the program as well.
Yes. Come and hang out. Yeah. Come into the Great Barrier Reef. Hang out with Nemo.
Yeah. Definitely. I will hit you up.
You take care, sister. All the best. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, brother. Bye-bye.
Deadly Yarn there, Tara Brown, her name is, Atlantic Fellow for 2026. So 20 cohort, 20 were selected, and she's one of the 20. But we're talking from people from Fiji, French, Polynesian, Papua New Guinea, Samoan, of course, Aotearoa, New Zealand. So, look, it is fantastic, and having First Nation at the table and discussing the future and discussing planet Earth and all our issues. And, look, Indigenous left facing deepening geopolitical, economic instability, climate, energy and food crisis. Look, need to be led by Indigenous led. So there it is. Fantastic. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, listen now, you mob. Did any of Yupla pay for an ACBF or Yupla funeral fund anytime after the 1st of August 2015? If you know anyone or any of the mob who paid into this program, you could be eligible for a payment through Yupla Support Program. The program been set up by the government to support all of our mob who signed up, but the Yupla program went broke. If you think this is you or you know any mob who paid into this program, then Yupla need to make sure you call Services Australia right away on 1800 136 380 or visit the local service centre. If you want to know more information about this, then please visit the website on niaa.gov.au/Yupla. Station sponsor.
Why did you get vaccinated?
Vaccinations are the best way to protect us from serious and preventable diseases.
I wanted to keep my family strong and safe.
Vaccination is one of the simplest ways to keep myself and my family strong and healthy. Protect yourself and your family. Drop into the Wootropperin Health Services free pop-up clinic this Wednesday in Edmonton. No appointment needed. Just walk in 9 a.m., 12 noon. Check out Wootropperin's Facebook page for more details.
Station sponsor.
Thank you.
Hey, which way are you, mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kat yendaba bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
Bana 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 re, tu ke pene sir mi dingi neva tre mi ko ke me sirerem neva we, tabana bana re, tabana bana bana re, tu ke pene sir mi dingi neva tre mi ko ke me. Sirirem na bawe, tabana banorem, tabana bana banorem. Suke pene sir mi dingi na bate mi koke mi. Sirirem na bawe, tabana banorem. Paye tu parere patia ie patia roko neie patia roko ie tu pateie ie tu pateie ha ie tu pateie ie tu pateie ha ie tu pateie banana banana tu paye tu parere patia ie patia roko neie patia roko ie tu pateie ie tu pateie ha ie tu pateie ie tu pateie ha ie tu pateie.
Standing on the shore one day, all the white wasn't long before we felt that sting. White man,
white lord,
white gun. Don't tell me it's justified. There's all that history. Just to survive. Heavens are crying. No more lying. Come on. They're standing on
solid rock. Standing on sacred ground. Living.
Boy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
And dance.
Yeah, deadly track there, Nabba Norim. That's Busby Maru here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yindinji Country. That's BBM Bummer Bit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Let's look at news headlines here. It's a nice story here by Sarah Kesler from 7 News. Weekend weather forecast, heat waves, extreme fire danger to grip most Australia as storms predicted for Queensland. Large parts of Australia are preparing to sizzle through heat wave conditions this weekend with extreme fire danger, also keeping firefighters in the nation's southeast on high alert. But it's not the only wild weather coming to Australia this weekend, with one state expecting thunderstorms and another potentially seeing snow. Several heat wave warnings has been issued for Hunter, Sydney, Illawarra, Southern Tablelands and Snowy Mountains, with temperatures expected to spike leading into weekend. Sydney expected to reach 35 degrees on Friday and 36 degrees on Saturday, with the western suburbs to top out 40 degrees. The hot weather is expected to mix with dry and windy air, creating extreme fire danger in parts of southern New South Wales and on Friday in central, eastern and northern New South Wales on Saturday. Senior meteorologist Christy Johnson said the most significant day for fire danger and heat will be on Saturday. This is when we have extreme fire danger over quite a lot of central and northern parts of the state, she said. So it's about being careful out there, you mob. They saw very high conditions over Perth as well at the start of the week, and that's been making its way across yesterday to lots of parts of South Australia. They saw its hottest conditions since March or April. Johnson said the heat would mostly get pushed into New South Wales on Friday with temperatures at 4% to 10% above average. Saturday is looking to be peak heat day for many places along the east coast and in south and in the north as well. Ahead of that front, it will bring not just the heat but windy conditions, and it's a combination of hot and windy and quite dry conditions that's giving us that high extreme fire danger across the state, Johnson said. So be careful out there, you mob, and especially for the heat wave, look for a lot of shade, air-conditioned buildings, shopping centres, what have you, and drink a lot of water. Let's be careful out there. This is your daily program, National Talk Blast. Come the time where Trinity Trev signs off. I thank you for your company. 1 hour programs come to the end of the hour, but stay on board because we've got the news coming up via NERS, National Dreaded Service. A big shout out to the NERS team. Thank you very much. A big shout out to the crew here at BBM, Bumba Bipper Media. Staff management and board of directors, and thank you for allowing me to be on the program here for National Talk Black, based here and go across the nation thanks to NERS. And look, thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and stay tuned for the news. Too deadly. Talk soon, you mob.
Cause I just wanna move, and you can come too. Yeah, that's me plus you. So tell me what we gon' do. Cause I just wanna move. Yeah, you can come too. And one time for the crew. So tell me what we gon' do. I know you heard it all before, but I can't find a flaw, and that I can't ignore. Wanna know who you are, you probably get this all the time. You're welcome to decline, since the minute that I seen you, baby girl, been on my mind. Conversation, R&B on rotation. I'm gonna take my shot, no curve, no hesitation. Finesse, perfect placement, my moves are tight. And I know she approved, cause the mood is right. She the energy I need to make it through the night. And we're dancing like there's not a single soul inside. She drinks a little, but tonight she's a sober type. She loves to speak her mind like it's open mic. I pray to God that this club don't close tonight. I never met a woman like her, she a prototype. No disrespect,
You just one of a kind, got me strong and you ain't even trying, no lie.
I just wanna move, and you can come too. Yeah, that's me, plus you. So tell me what we gon' do. Cause I just wanna move, yeah, you can come too. And one time for the crew, so tell me what we gon' do.
Nika do what not made a marching reunion. And bala basketball court is where we going, that is what we doing. Yeah, nara kajal, tringale, telangale, to, bullet, let you come. Gonna kick it when we get back home. You know I got the good funk, put you in the zone. Cause it's all about Netflix and chill, racking up my phone bill. Every love song got me caught in my feels. Talk no more door, door, come look no more dab. Marga let you come, nanina, need to yaka work with you na. Bala rally to reminding me to na. Just the simple things, living it up. There is nothing that is better than love. I'm just a phone call or text away. When it's time to go, it's late in the day. But you wanna stay, cause I just wanna move. And you can come too. Yeah, that's me plus you. So tell me what we gon' do. Cause I just wanna move. Yeah, you can come too. And one time for the crew. So tell me what we gon' do.
Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.